the proud defender of the American dream, Rick Smith. Call me the American
So you look at any polling done on Congress and you quickly find out that not very popular. In fact, there was one a couple of years ago that said herpes was actually much more popular than Congress, which you go, really? How is it possible that herpes polls more favorably? And what's interesting to me is it's this weird kind of dynamic. You talk to anybody, oh, Congress is broken. They're all horrible. They're all terrible. They're in it for themselves. And then there's this weird little flip of the coin. But my guy's okay. And you go, how is that possible? How is it possible that they're all terrible except for your guy? And overwhelmingly, you look at the power of incumbency and your guy seems to get elected time and time and time again. The turnover rate in Congress, even though we have the power of term limits, seems to be very, very small. And the question is, what is it? Is it the money? Is it the power of incumbency? Or, you know, do people truly like their congressman, even though nothing seems to get done? That's why I've asked Norbert Richter to come talk with us. He's the founder of Fire Your Congressman Pack, because he's going on this theme as well. Nobody likes Congress, but yet they still seem to get reelected. Norbert, thanks for taking time for us.
Rick Smith, so great to be here.
So explain this to me. Why'd we start this? What's the point of your pack?
Well, the point of the pack is to give challengers some of the advantages that incumbents enjoy that have them get reelected on such an unbelievable rate. In fact, in 2016, I think the number was six of members of the House of Representatives that ran for Congress. They ran for reelection. And only six of the 400-some that ran did not win their election. So we know that incumbents have enormous advantages, and Fire Your Congressman PAC is an effort to turn the tables on those advantages and giving them to challengers across the country.
All right, that seems like reasonable. I mean, there's part of me that goes money is a huge problem in this, and taking money out of the equation would help. What you're doing is, I guess, interesting. I would be more of the along the lines of saying maybe we publicly finance elections and get rid of begging for dollars and run on actual issues and on constituents service and that kind of stuff. I'm curious your thought.
So I too would enjoy that very much, and I think that would be very good for our country. However, the fight right now is you cannot bring a knife to a gunfight. And
agreed.
Effectively, the incumbents have so much ordnance, and challengers have unbelievable obstacles that they need to get through in order to compete with all that ordnance on the other side. Of course, all that ordnance really comes down to money. And so Fire Your Congressman is set up such that you can donate across the country or across the street against an incumbent. And in donating against the incumbent, those monies are used to support challengers, and they can support them in a couple different ways. We can give up to $5,000 per year directly to the campaign. But more importantly, the super PAC side, Fire Your Congressman, can use unlimited funds because of the Citizens United ruling in 2010.
Right.
So Citizens United, of course, is the enormous amount of money that we have in elections. But up until now, it's conventionally been interpreted to work for the incumbent's favor. And I'm turning the tables on that. And we can use unlimited amounts of money from individuals, corporations, or unions to fire your congressman.
But let's say I did want to fire someone's congressman. And let's take Devin Nunes. I'm not a big fan of Devin Nunes. Actually, really like Andrew Jans. Would like to see him take him out. What's the difference of me going to Andrew Jans' website and going, you know what, here's my $200. What's the difference between me giving it to him and me giving it to you?
Well, there's two different things that we can do. If, in fact, you do like that challenger by name, I encourage you with every fiber of my being to give to that competitor's campaign, no matter what that campaign is. But it's often that people may know that they don't like that particular incumbent, but they don't have the time to research who is the challenger, is that challenger someone that I would really give my money, and how would I do it? So they could effectively give to fire your congressman, and then we can direct the monies against Devin Nunes, whether it's like for that other challenger, or doing opposition research and raising billboards against the incumbents so that people in that district understand how bad that representation is.
So if I gave you a couple $100 or a couple $1,000, you could put a big billboard up in his district that says Devin Nunes, the Kremlin gremlin, then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And what's interesting about that is if you gave $200 a year, but not a penny more, I don't even have to report your name to the Federal Election
Commission.
Wow. So the it's absolutely anonymous, under $200 per year, and then at $201 per year, your name is reported, but not to whom you donated against. So now all of a sudden we're opening up something that challengers face in their own district. If I'm a business and a challenger comes to me and says, would you please support my campaign? One of the problems is that my business or my person now is going to be reported as supporting the challenger's campaign, and the incumbent, who I need to call every year or so in Washington because I need representation, might not answer the phone as a result of me supporting the challenger. Now, there is no connection between me supporting the challenger and me opposing the incumbent. And that line is something, that veil is something very important that challengers need in order to raise money in their own district.
I mean, I listened to all this, and I got to be honest with you. And look, you're not the problem, so don't take this the wrong way. You're not the problem in this. It's the system, but this whole thing sounds like it's terrible. This whole system of you know, hiding money and all of this, I just think is just kind of terrible, don't you?
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible. But when you go into a dark alley and you know that you're about to get your tail kicked in, you need as many tools at your disposal as possible. And if you as a challenger want to go into that dark alley and you're going up against the incumbent, you need money by hook or by crook because the incumbents have it. They have such an unbelievable, they have access. They already have a position in which they're wielding their power, and the challengers have such a difficult time with it. So for that matter now, this isn't just a 2018 event. So many times politicians know that, hey, I don't get elected for 2 more years or 6 more years, and memories are fleeting, so I can show my tail, or I can have a scandal, or I can do other things, and voters will forget about that in some period of time. Well, now, if there's a scandal, or you don't like a vote, or there was some bad behavior, you can donate against that incumbent, and a war chest will start to be accumulated against that incumbent. Then 2 years, or 3 years, or four, whenever the next election is, now, all of a sudden, we might be attracting people that would be very good representatives, but they know they're not good at raising money. And they don't like that whole disgusting money portion of elections. But this would bring them out of the woodwork to be good representatives because they know that that initial fundraising for them might be taken care of. And so that's the whole idea of Fire Your Congressman PAC, is to accumulate funds from the district or outside of the district, an unlimited amount, such that challengers have a real chance at going after the incumbents come election season.
Interesting. So do we have any races that are on the agenda right now? Are there any congressmen you're targeting, any work that you're doing right now?
Sure. So, well, I live in Florida, And there are some very interesting races.
The Wasserman Schultz, I'm a big fan of Canova. I'd like to see Tim Canova as the independent. I'd like to see him take Schultz out. But, and there's a perfect race, again, if people wanted to get involved, I assume.
Right. And that's actually one of the races for which we've raised the most amount of money. And so there's more than just Tim Canova running on that. There happen to be three Republicans going on the Republican side. In August, when the primary event happens, one of those will be selected. And perhaps some of your listeners might be familiar with, in 2016, Tim Canova was not necessarily treated fairly because there were some ballot issues in that district.
Yeah, and they ended up destroying the ballots.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz, one could say, had some... or showed some significant power in maintaining her position there, and so I'm here to commend Tim Canova for standing up and going through this fight one more time, because what he goes through to be a challenger isn't easy. So going against the party, this is Republican side, this is Democrat side. I strongly considered running against my Republican representative. His name is Ted Yoho, in 2016, and I was talked out of it, maybe smartly, by one of my best buddies. And one of the reasons I was able to be talked out of it is I had such difficulty raising money because, among other things, the party gets in the way. Their parties, whether it's Democrat or Republican, they're not interested in facilitating a discussion or a debate between for a primary event, because they already have their color shirt in the race, whether it's blue or red or otherwise, and they don't want to fuss with this. They have other parts of the country in which they need to be paying attention. And what that does, it limits, if not reduces, the representation that each district has, because now those incumbents don't have to truly defend their positions, defend their votes, and earn their next session in Congress. And so with that, the Republican Party was very obstructive, it was going to be impossible to raise money, and it took me a while to cipher on it after the event, and that's where Fire Your Congressman was born.
Interesting, man. And if people wanted to give money, it's nonpartisan. If you wanted to give to all sides of the Wasserman Schultz thing, you could do it if you really wanted to. You'd facilitate that?
Right. So beyond that, we're working with another company called, it's a long name, the National Coalition for Congressional Accountability. And it's a 501c4, and we're doing candidate testing with them. So just because you give money to Fire Your Congressman PAC and it's there to be distributed doesn't mean we just get to hand it out willy-nilly. So we take one of the first events that happens for these challengers is they go through a tough civics exam, as well as some other review to make sure that they're going to be a good candidate. It's not policy-based. We don't care if you are pro or con anything. What we care about is, do you understand what the job is for which you're seeking? Do you know what your responsibilities will be in them? Do you know what the rules are? Do you know? These general things, once we understand that the candidate has the basic concept of what they're going for, and they can express themselves in ways that demonstrate that, then they make themselves eligible for support from the PAC.
All right, so then I've got to make sure that you're supporting one of the people that I want to be supporting before I give you money, if I'm getting that right then.
Well, you're trusting us with your $20 donation to go against whatever incumbent there is. And we're going to use that $20 as wisely as we can to fire that congressman. Sometimes it's going to a specific candidate. Sometimes it's going to a billboard on the side of the freeway.
Interesting. And I hope people, your website?
Yeah, it's www.fireyourcongressman.com. And I want to stress the point that it doesn't just have to be the congressman in your district. It could be across the country. So where you're in Pennsylvania and you don't like that California guy, or you're in Chicago and you don't like that Florida guy, or whatever the case might be, for both House and Senate, you can donate against any of the 435 representatives of the House or the 100 representatives
Interesting. I hope people will take a look at it. We'll make sure we shoot out a link on the Twitters so people can take a look at it and give it the due it deserves.
Knockout.
Norbert, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much, man.
Rick Smith, thank you.
Good stuff. Thanks so much, Norbert. Again, you can check out their stuff. We'll get a link out. Fire your congressman pack. Let's take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. You listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Exposing that free trade is never free. The Rick Smith Show.